Florida Power & Light is switching 4.5 million electric meters across the state to smart meters. Smart meters read energy digitally and transmit hourly electrical usage from customers' homes to the utility. Information travels through a neighborhood system of two-way radio transmitters to an access point mounted on a power pole. Frederick Futch, an FPL subcontractor working for Honeywell, exchanges a utility meter in Punta Gorda. The process includes a digital scan of the meter, a visual inspection of the meter box, and a photograph of the final electric reading on the old device. Then Futch unplugs the old meter and plugs in the new one.
Some of the guys do 100, 120 a day.
The smart meter installation only takes a couple of minutes. Philip Kibbe of Punta Gorda says he was surprised by how quickly his meter was switched.
I was without electricity for maybe 2 minutes, and the gentleman that came out and did the transfer was very courteous. He moved everything away to get to the meter and moved everything back. I was just impressed.
The smart grid system lets the electric company monitor the flow of electricity throughout neighborhoods in real time. The company is alerted to power outages and can respond without anyone having to call in. Other power companies have also made the switch. Progress Energy finished years ago, and Lee County Electric Cooperative, or LCEC, has been using a smaller-scale smart grid for more than a decade. LCEC's public relations manager, Karen Ryan, says there are tangible benefits, including providing customers real-time information about their energy usage and allowing them to adjust it accordingly. Plus,
it's a cost savings. We now can read meters in one day, whereas before, when you physically had to go to the location, it was time-consuming. Now it's much more accurate, too. We have 99.9% accuracy with our automated system because you take that human error factor out of the equation.
Ryan says it has helped LCEC provide more reliable service. But while the smart meters used by LCEC operate over the existing power grid, FPL's meters operate using radio frequencies. FPL spokesman Greg Brostewiz says the decision to use RF instead of hardwiring comes down to cost.
The radio frequency allows us to not have to put more infrastructure in. Really, we're about keeping costs low for customers. And if we had to do hardwires in, it would cost more money, and then we'd have to charge more.
Some customers have said they are not happy about the change. They've voiced concern about potential privacy, security, and health risks caused by the RF signals. Both FPL and LCEC say they take customer privacy seriously. Brostewiz says FPL's third-party privacy policies will not change because of the smart meters. He says no one will get access to information about who uses electricity or when someone stops using it, such as when a customer might be on vacation.
We're very focused on it, and we feel very comfortable that this is a product and solution that is in the customer's best interest.
As for security, neither company's meters store or transmit customer information, only the kilowatt hours used. But determining whether or not smart meters pose a health risk is not as simple. Wherever smart meters are installed, people claim they have effects. They range the gamut from headaches to heart palpitations. Monique Thomas recently moved from Pinellas County to Longboat Key to escape what she says were the effects of Progress Energy's smart meters. Thomas says she began feeling sick 3 days after moving into a new apartment.
I had 17 meters underneath my bedroom window and just beyond my apartment, and I started looking into what these meters actually were. They were digital, but they did not have the word smart meter on them. I didn't think anything of it until I started getting sick.
Longboat Key is currently free of smart meters, but FPL plans to begin installing them in the Sarasota area in the fall. As more people question the safety of the radio frequency radiation emitted by smart meters, scientists are working to find the answers. Dr. Henry Lai is a research professor at the University of Washington in Seattle. He studies the biological effects of radio frequencies and associated electromagnetic fields. Lai says while more research needs to be done, there may be cause for concern about potential health risks. He says long-term exposure to smart meters has not been well studied.
Most of the studies in these areas on short-term exposure, but in the case of the smart meter exposure, a person is exposed to the radiation for hours, years. So what are the possible effects that we don't know?
Lai says DNA damage has been observed in animal studies using short-term exposure to radio frequencies. He says the intermittent nature of smart meters could potentially be worse than a steady signal. But FPL's Brostowiz says smart meters comply with FCC regulations governing radio frequency transmission, and he says they're safe.
It's great that people are doing studies and making sure things are safe, but I feel very, very comfortable that as more information comes out and more people are using this, that there will be a greater sense of comfort.
FPL is not offering an option to opt out of the meter upgrade. Customers can contact the company if they have any concerns. For WGCU News, I'm Jenny Williamson.